So it's Halcyon, and it's time for Hug Nation, and it's a tough time to be, I think. Tough time to be conscious, and it's a tough time to be introspective and I intentionally didn't take any notes today because I just wanted to speak from the heart and it's I'm well aware that words are in ill-equipped to address or make sense of parts of the world right now. And I just saw a quote that said that the world is not to be fixed, it is to be graduated from. And it's funny, I think I was fine until I just played a Tom Petty song right at the beginning of this broadcast. And so if you didn't hear that, Tom Petty has passed, as well as many people. And just being like, wake up. And which is, on a personal level, there is a gift in this of being able to reframe the things that I was putting in my loss category or my failures or evidence of things not being the way I want them to be, and then to be this reminder of like, no, there's some things that are terrible. And there's some suffering that is unbearable. And the rest of it is just life. In the place of service, we overlap in a plan of trying to make the world better in this one little way. And I'm okay with that. In fact, I'm not even defensive of that. I believe in that. That's the only way. Maybe not the only way, but how can that not be? How can that not be progress? This person now knows that no matter what he gets caught up with his some ideological shit, that we are brothers and we are overlapped. And if he was pushed to, God forbid, hurt me physically, there's no way he could do so because he knows that we are brothers. And I feel the same way with my friend who I have ideological and conservative differences with, that people were kind of forcing me to condemn and to, I'm like, no, because this, God damn, my back is seizing up as we're talking. My body's. Anyway, it's relevant because as hard as it is, I don't see how we make any progress if we demand to be right. If we demand obedience and subservience and to our ideologies, even if we're right, that's the whole point. Of course we're right. Of course they're right to them. Them. I'm not sure if that makes any sense out of this disaster. I don't know what ideology, what was going through this person's head, but I mean, I wonder if that person got down and was side by side with us at First Saturdays, feeding homeless together, if there wouldn't be some sense of connection and brotherhood outside of any sort of ideology or insanity. I don't know. Maybe that's me clinging to hope. I could get discouraged, but I still cling to some of it. Come on. I haven't been focusing on so much of the comments because I'm so. But I just saw Nick say, love more, fear less. That's pretty good advice. I don't know who said that, but that's good advice. So, I remember years ago, I went to go see Jacob Glass speak. Right after 9/11, actually. And I was in a similar place right now of like, what the fuck, you know? And I'm like, I can't wait to go hear Jacob speak so that he can help tell me how this all makes sense. And I remember, you know, Jacob, he started talking and he said, he speaks about A Course in Miracles and a lot of New Thought teachers. He's just an amazing, I love him. And he said, in light of this recent disaster, I'm going to say exactly what I planned to say before the disaster. Because it doesn't change anything. The world has been a dangerous, tragedy-filled, horrible, and risky place always. The state of nature is one of massive risk and danger and death. That is the state of nature. And the way out is not in healing and ending all risk. The way out is in acceptance and in inner peace. And then via a path of inner peace and oneness and acceptance and love is a reflection in the outer world. Like I said earlier in that quote, we don't fix the world, we graduate from it. So, I would put on some Tom Petty music right now, but I know that would make me start crying again. Mark saying, to see God, accept everything. So I think for a moment I will reserve. God, it's so crazy. My back is just like so spasming right now. I'll spend some energy trying to make sense of all things. I'll spend other energy just being reminded of the suffering in the world and try to use that as a motivator to be compassionate. I don't think that we need to be driven by suffering to guilt and anger, but we can be driven to act from love. And so I'm super excited that I have First Saturdays this weekend, and if you're in San Diego and you want to come down on First Saturday and gift and be of service to people that could use help every day, no matter what's happening on the news, there are people in the streets that need help no matter what's going on, no matter what Fox News tells us, no matter what CNN says, there's human beings that could use some love and dignity. So I can't fix a lot, and I can't even fix someone who's homeless, but I can put a sandwich in their hands and clean socks in their feet and look them in the eye, and that's the only thing I know how to do. So I'll keep doing that, I guess. and not close my heart and keep risking judgment and keep loving as much as possible and keep sharing gratitude. So I'm really grateful for this weekly opportunity and venue for me to connect to my deepest self and the feeling of acceptance that I have, where I can cry on Facebook and feel it. I feel surrounded by love, and I'll read the comments when I catch up. But I know I know I can feel you. You know, I don't know if you remember the night of the election when Trump was elected president, I drank too much whiskey and did a video like this, and I cried a bunch. And that video got passed around in a bunch of conservative groups on Facebook and different message boards with the hashtag liberal tears. And it was like a insult to injury kind of moment. And it really kicked in a lot of my anger. You know, I went from feeling I don't understand what's, and fear about the future, to anger towards people on the other side. And it's taken me a while. And I don't understand fully, and I don't accept, and I don't, I struggle with, but I have more compassion and understanding for the circumstances that make someone settle into a place of judgment and insulting. And, you know, I see it on both sides. So I don't feel like they're bad and we're good, or what not. I don't mean to lump you into whatever my beliefs are. I would pretty much guarantee that we're all unique in some way. But it was also interesting to feel like, on one level, when taken out of context, this expression of rawness was being used as a weapon, an example of weakness. But I know that amongst people that I trust and amongst my beliefs and my path, that vulnerability is not a weakness. It is the release of fear. It is the courage to be real. And I think that it is in that release of fear that you open the channel. If you saw the thing that I wrote about the temple this year, I had this profound experience, and I feel like it happened because I opened up the channel and let whatever come through, and it was freaking profound. And so I thank you for making me feel safe enough to let out the channel. And now I apologize for making this about me, but I think that's a defense mechanism for me to, if you saw the way this video started, I very quickly lost control. So I can make sense of my life and my experiences more so than I can make sense of massacres and, starvation and callousness in the face of mass suffering. So, maybe this is the official end to my Burning Man bliss. Real world reality is now clogging my pores. and flowing through my tear ducts. But I just want to say that, you know, each of us are having the human experience that we're supposed to. And if you're driven to anger, if you're driven to anything, that you're feeling right now is absolutely right. But also try to reserve in part of your head that everyone else is having the exact right response as well. And it can be very easy as you feel that things are wrong and that you see the way to make them right, that the people that don't see that same solution are your enemy. And I would try to make room so that you can be in disagreement with people and not force them into a place of opposition. Because progress does not happen except by force. And I don't think any of us are ready for forceful revolution. Maybe that's what you want. That's not what I want. I still got hope for love and harmony and voting and education. And I have a lot of faith in the future and the youth and all of us. So, and he's saying that tragedy is always occurring, but acts of kindness is never forgotten. We always remember the good ones. And thank you again. So that's a good reminder that, and this is, you know, this goes back to crap or cone, and the same, you know, when I got back from the burn and everything was about the fatality that, you know, yes, we need to look at the darkness, but not exclusively. We need to look at the darkness so that it can affirm and motivate our acts of light. So I'm going to do First Saturdays this weekend. Oh, I didn't finish the story, but I posted in this thread about all this, I finally was like, this is crazy. You know, there's so much venom in this online dialogue that I'm in. And so I said, let's meet. I'm going to be at the park tomorrow at 11 o'clock. So if anybody wants to talk about this face to face, I'm going to be there. But if anyone shows up or not, it doesn't matter. I'm going to just go and sit in the park. And you can find me there. And nobody in the argument showed up. And in fact, they actually attacked me a little bit for even making that suggestion, which I was like, this really illustrates where we disagree in our worldviews. You think that it's a showing of cowardice and weakness that I want to bypass this debate, instead find a place of harmony and common ground and humanity. You think that's the weakness. I think that's the solution. I get it. But I also thought about the people that I admire, the leaders that I admire. What would their next move in this fight be? And I think that they would say, let's sit down. Let's talk. There's got to be a human connection here, so let's find that. So I didn't find it with the people that I was arguing with, but I did go to the park, and I sat down. And actually, before I even sat down, people started showing up. We had a very, you know, five people, but we talked about Burning Man, and we talked about some of this debate that was happening. None of them were involved with it, but we talked about being a human being and disagreeing and harmony. And so these are the things that I'm going to hold on to right now. One, First Saturdays, the opportunity this weekend to go be of service, and a reminder that we always have these abilities to be of service. And two, we always have the ability to listen and connect. And when we have conflicts with individuals, there's probably an area where we can find harmony. And that is not a weakness. That is not surrendering the debate. That is recognizing that winning a debate is actually a pretty shallow victory. Understanding, that's winning. I was thinking I would just take the camera here and place it at the ocean and play some Tom Petty. So maybe I'll do that and I'll say, oh, I didn't do a hug. Okay, let's do a hug. So wherever you are, grab yourself by the shoulders and Hug Nation was began post 9/11 as a way to remind ourselves that no matter what you hear on the news, that the world would rather hug you than hurt you. I think that message is still pretty relevant. That there's a lot of narratives that get shared with us and pushed at us, and but when we connect with people face to face, when we visit a country, when we visit a town, when we sit down with a meal with people, when we go out to serve food with people, regardless of our ideological differences or political or religious differences, that in that overlap of brotherhood and sisterhood, that is everything. So we remember that in this moment, remembering that this physical shell is just a small part of our experience, our personality and the jerseys we wear and the sides we pick, that's a small part of it, that deep down, the consciousness that lights us up, the love that flows through us, that is the place where we overlap. That is the place that when we can get free from all the silly surface stuff, we're all shining from the same place. Let's take three breaths together in that place of oneness. In through the nose. Last one. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the Love Warriors, special thoughts of peace to all those suffering right now. Thank you for being you in the world. Happy Hug Nation. I love you.